Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Declan O'Rourke.
Ray, are we on?
Yes, we're on.
Oh, good
we're
to see you. We were chatting away there.
Now, people will be horrified to know that since Sky Abram, the album that spawned Galileo, is celebrating its 20th anniversary. That's time goes on and all that sort of thing.
And the ruthless people, march of time.
People feel older. Children and music ages us, I think. You know, when
it also keeps us young, both of them. Come on.
Yeah, well, there. But what I say is, like, when you hear that something is 20 years old,
yeah,
and you remember what you were doing there, and only it seems like yesterday.
It is. That's very true. It feels like a blink of an eye in some ways. But if you think of all the stuff that's happened in between.
Huge amount. You
know, it is. It's a lot. Well, even if you say, that's potentially a quarter of my life or
yes,
you know, yeah, or more. Some people, it's their whole life, you know.
That's if you're 20.
Yeah, if you're 20. Yeah.
It's a lifetime if you're 20. So it's. I suppose it's a time for reflection then, looking back on since Sky Abram. And the name, just remind people why it was called that.
I was given a guitar visiting a town called Sky Abram on a little family trip when we lived in Australia. And somebody gave me a guitar there, basically. And when it came to the album was finished, and at a certain point I was told, it's going to print in the morning at 8 o'clock. You still haven't given us a title. What is it? You have to give us an. And I sat up all night. I'd obviously been scanning the lyrics and thinking of the song titles, and nothing seemed quite to, I don't know, sum it up. And I sat up all night looking at pictures and thinking, and I kept coming back to this moment when this person had given me a guitar and shown me a couple of chords, and that was the beginning of it. It was a life-changing moment, you know. And so I sent it out to a few people with another title I had. I can't even remember what that was. And practically everybody picked Sky Abram, which had an odd sound to it, but it kind of stuck. And because it had an odd sound, people always asked, what does that mean?
Yes, or, yes. You know, it's a talking point.
Yeah, it became a talking point. Yeah. And memorable, I suppose.
So there's an anniversary edition, which has two discs. And on the second disc, which is lovely, you have outtakes and demo versions. And Sarah, which is one of my favourite songs on the album, there's a demo version of that produced by Paddy Casey.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And your vocal sounds sort of odd on it a bit. You know, it's like nearly like
Cher.
What? Cher, yeah, yes. I was going to say it's auto-tune, but there's no need to auto-tune Declan O'Rourke.
Yeah. Well, that was something Paddy used to do on a lot of songs. It was an effect. The story there was basically the first night I ever played that song to anybody. I don't know if you read this on the liner notes, so you wouldn't have had time, but basically I was back, you know, after hours in Whelan's, myself and Paddy and Mundy and Damo, we had a table to ourselves.
Right.
I think it was just us four.
Yeah.
And 2, 3 in the morning, and we're playing each other songs, and I had a new song under my belt or up my sleeve, but I'd never, and I was quite nervous about it, as you would be, you know, playing something for the first time to your peers or whatever. And so, I closed my eyes and I sang it. And at the end, there was a silence that just lasted. And then one of them said, what the fuck was that? You know, I think I know who it was, but I would only be guessing. But it was the best reception I could have had for it, you know. And later that evening, Paddy and I ended up back in his flat because we were only around the corner from each other in Rathmines. And he insisted we record it there and then.
Right.
And so we did. And I recorded, I sang and played my part, and I went off around to my flat. Came back the next morning at some point and knocked on the door, and there was no answer, but there was very loud music. His girlfriend let me in, and this thing was just blaring. And she said he was up all night recording this, and it was on repeat while he was conked out on the bed. And it was Sarah.
Right.
And he had layered it with all this stuff.
Like orchestrated it and everything. Yeah, yeah. And that's there on the second
and
disc.
And that's it. And that became the blueprint, I suppose, for what I would do with the song later.
Will you sing it for us now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we've a couple of songs to get through.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Last night in a dream, Sarah came to me. Across the flower beds of destiny, I called her name like it was yesterday, and we ran home through the fields in the rain. Last night in a dream, Sarah ran to me. My Uncle John was there, and we were laughing against my face. I felt her chestnut-colored curls, and I held her like my own little girl, singing, hold on with your heart now, Sarah, for mine will remember you forever. I could run through any kind of weather. Last night in a dream, Sarah spoke to me, and we lay in the sun at the top of the hill. As we came down, she moved so gracefully. I was a young man, and she was a lady, singing, hold on heart now, Sarah, for mine will remember you forever. Oh, hold on with your heart, faithful Sarah, for you and I could run through any kind of weather. Last night in a dream, Sarah came to me. Across the flower beds of destiny, I called her name like it was yesterday, and we ran home through the fields in the rain.
Wow, that's beautiful, Declan.
That's right.
Well, that'll stop people in their tracks. That was live. Just sometimes people need to be reminded that was live, Declan O'Rourke. 20th anniversary of Sins Kyabram. And We were talking to Mary Hurley yesterday, Declan. I don't know if you heard her. I know you listen to the show religiously every day. You might have been gone to the loo or making a cup of tea. But Mary was on the quiz yesterday, and right. She herself and her husband were down in Cork over the weekend, and they went to see you in the Cork Opera House, and she was effusive in her praise of the
fantastic.
Gig.
Fantastic. Oh, we had a great night. The first show of five, and we've got the original lineup together. I think it's probably the first time that we've had the exact lineup the way it is. There was always somebody missing, and it's just we got together to rehearse the week before last and the week before that, and just the vibes in the room was fantastic, and everybody's great, and it was like it came straight out of the box, you know. And so Cork was the first show, and we just had a rapturous night.
And you're in Vicar Street, which is sold out. Ulster Hall, there's a few tickets left for that. That's the 10th of November. And then King's Place in London sold out. And then a big one in February of next year on the eve of Valentine's Day, February 13th. You probably didn't make the connection. National Concert Hall, that's
right.
with the full band.
That's flying as well. So there's not much left. There's tickets for that and for Belfast in Ulster Hall. And you can only get the record at the concerts for now. That's
on vinyl.
Or CD.
I'm very envious of musicians and people who write songs. And it's just to create something like that, that's there and has an effect on people's lives. Like Galileo, you're about to sing that, and I'm sure people have had it as their first dance. And I'm not a sentimental type of person at all.
Right.
We have a strong connection in our family because when Jenny's dad died, Mick Kelly, you came along.
Lovely man.
Very kindly, and you sang at his funeral. And then when Jenny and I got married 11 years ago now, you came along and played at the wedding. So there you go.
It's you say that on air, everyone's going to be bringing me up after me. You turned me down. You turned me down. You played for Ray.
That's the first time I've
played
said it.
At weddings and funerals for Ray.
No, I know, but oh God, because I haven't said it up until now. But I just thought now with the 20-year anniversary, it was a good time to say it.
We have a lovely connection,
and there was a distance between. I'm not boasting. Absolutely. I'm just telling a lovely story, and the look on Jenny's face, because me and you had been texting each other, and it was a secret, a surprise.
That's right.
Jenny and I were facing the celebrant. It was a humanist wedding. And then, of course, the opening bars of the opening guitar of Galileo came on, and Jenny just assumed it was coming from the speakers. Eventually, I don't know what prompted her to look around, and there you were sitting down singing it live. And that was so. Thank you for that. That was a very special moment.
Pleasure. I love Jenny too. You know.
Yeah, so, yeah. So will you sing it for her again?
Oh yeah. I will, of course. Let me see.
That's a joke. I'm singing it for everybody. Your voice has grown into this. You said.
I feel like that. Yeah. I mean, I think I always felt it was probably when I listened back to myself singing it on the record now. It's very soft and I'm very young and I was kind of very careful about trying to hit every note. But I think it was always the song of an older person than I was then,
right.
27 or whatever, you know.
But you always struck me as an old head on young shoulders.
Yeah, but I was still maybe inside.
Right.
But I was quite young, really. I think, and I sound young. I think. But anyway, that's my perception of it.
Yeah.
And then just over the years, I feel like I'm growing into it more and more. It's just like we grow together, you know? Yeah. So yeah. I never get tired of singing it anyway.
No, well,
I
never get tired of listening to it either.
Really live this time, yeah. In case anybody's doubting out there. Galileo fell in love as a Galilean boy, and he wondered what in heavens who invented such a joy. But the question got the better of his scientific mind, and to his blind and dying days, he looked up high and often inside and sometimes cried. Who puts the rainbow in the sky? Who lights the stars at night? Who dreamt up someone so divine? Like you and made them moon. Love can make you ask some funny questions now and then, but just remember the alternatives, for I remember when unhappy, and my lips were cold as ice. But you kissed me, and good heavens, now I'm here in paradise. So if ever I'm not kissing you or looking in your eyes, I won't be blind and I won't cry. I'll look up high and gladly sigh and thank the God who puts the rainbow in the sky. Of someone so divine, someone like you and made them moon. Someone like you and made them moon.
Very special. I'd say Mary Hurley and Aaron Moore is enjoying that. So you're saying the anniversary album double disc is available at gigs, but then it's available for everybody else from February 7th of next year, and you can pre-order from January 8th.
Very good.
Yes, and National Concert Hall, 13th of February. Declan, happy anniversary to you and the album, and great to see you, and you're sounding better than ever.
Thank you so much,
Declan
Ray.
O'Rourke, thank you.
The
Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.